This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. My guess is that President Obama was speaking geopolitically when he made that "there will be costs" remark on Friday. Sanctions, isolation, trade repercussions, you know the list. And that may well come to pass, but let's us talk actual cold hard cash costs, all right, just as a way to frame things. A main Russian stock index dropped more than 10% today. The ruble hit a record low against the dollar and the euro before being bailed out by the Russian central bank to the tune of $10 billion. And speaking of the Russian central bank, by the way, it bumped its key interest rate a full percent and a half overnight, so money itself is more expensive in Russia. With all of that as a backdrop, Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith gets us going.
It's been a dramatic few days for the Russian economy.
They've had a market meltdown.
Willis Sparks is a political risk analyst with Eurasia Group. Still, Sparks says Russia's probably not too worried for now. It has cash reserves of $490 billion.
That money, that rainy day fund, is designed specifically to help the Russian government absorb a shock.
There is talk of sanctions now, and Russia's economy is almost entirely dependent on oil and natural gas exports. But Europe gets more than a quarter of its natural gas from Russia, so oil analyst Stephen Schork doesn't think real sanctions would stick.
So I have zero confidence that any sort of meaningful sanction will be enacted.
But even relatively toothless sanctions would scare off foreign investors, says Lilit Gevorgyan, senior economist at IHS Global Insight.
The reputational damage is a concern for Moscow. It is critical to improve its investment image, to attract foreign capital.
But Eurasia Group's Willis Sparks thinks Russian President Vladimir Putin's willing to pay the price.
Putin is enjoying being unpredictable, and that's not good for markets, and frankly, he doesn't care, because the stakes for Russia and Ukraine are so high that they're willing to absorb some market volatility.
Still, says Sparks, Russia needs Western technology to extract its vast oil and natural gas resources. If relations with the West become too strained, Russia could find itself in very deep economic trouble. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.